and welcome to Blues and Grooves. Generation X, starting off this week's Blues and Grooves with their tribute to Kathy McGowan, the host of Ready Steady Go. Found out the other day that Gen X guitarist Durwood Andrews had to choose between rock and roll and a promising career as a speedway rider when he joined the band. How ace is that? Anyway, hello, it's Jaff here with another hour of reggae, soul, disco, blues and jazz on the Face Radio, the soul of Brooklyn. All oldies this week. We'll be hearing from Percy Wiggins, Sparks, Desmond Riley, Charles Mingus, Big Joe Williams, Bunny and Cindy, among others. But we're going to start with the great Horace Andy and Problems.
Everyone got problems. Who cares?
Jammy production, that's the A side and the dub side of Problems by Horace Andy. And some soul next, a man I had the pleasure of seeing live with his brother Spencer just before the pandemic, Percy Wiggins. And it didn't take much for me to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Percy Wiggins, and it didn't take much for me to fall in love. Now let's get down to the disco for a couple of numbers. First up, Aramis Hall and Beat Your Feet.
Beat you, beat you, beat you.
Songs on the Westbound label there. First up, Aramis Hall and Beat Your Feet. And then we had Spanky Wilson and her version of Bill Withers' Kissing My Love. And from that to this, I don't know if any of you have seen the documentary The Sparks Brothers that recently landed on Netflix. I know regular listener Phil Colby has, but I highly recommend it. Ron and Russell Mail are such an inspiration, completely dedicated to their art, refusing to follow trends, and as a result, carving out a 50-year career that sees no signs of slowing down. They're touring right now, in fact. And here's a track from their album Lil Beethoven, My Baby's Taking Me Home.
My baby's taking me home. A rainbow forms. colour blind.
My baby's taking me home,
but we can hear what others can't hear.
My baby's taking me home.
We can hear the sound of a chorus singing.
First band I saw live way back in 1974. Sparks and My Baby's Taking Me Home. Check out the film, you won't regret it. And around the time I saw Sparks, I also owned a copy of this record, now long lost, to my utter despair when I saw copies are going for £250 plus on Discogs, if you can find one. Desmond Reilly and Skinhead's A Message to You. And if you listen carefully, you can hear Desmond burp at the start. How charming.
Don't call me Skinhead. My name is John. John the Baptist.
Don't call me Skinhead. My name is John.
John Comfort.
Skinhead, a message to you.
Wear your boots but don't kick nobody. Please be good and don't hurt nobody.
Skinhead, a message to you. Skinhead, a message to you.
Music sweet, come enjoy the beat. Music nice, it make you feel alright.
Skinhead, a message to you.
Your boots, but don't kick nobody. If you do, then don't hurt nobody. A heartfelt plea from Desmond there. On Downtown Records, that's Desmond Riley, produced by Dandy Livingston, and Skinhead's A Message to You. And here's a track from the recently released compilation of instrumentals recorded for Motown between 1960 and 1972 called All Turned On. This is The Agents and 00½. And 00½, and keeping it in the 60s, but going from Detroit to Los Angeles in the Loma label, this is Carl Hall and the Damn Busted.
We'll be right back. house at the dark and up street, yeah.
I didn't say one single word. Ooh. Red came and told me what they had. It sure didn't take long for blues to get around. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. It sure didn't take long. It sure.
We might as well bring our love out in the open, 'cause people will know without a word being spoken, honey.
Philadelphia on Neptune Records. That's Bunny and Cindy, aka Bunny Sigler and Cindy Scott, and it sure didn't take long. And before that, we heard Carl Hall at the Damn Busted. Now let's drop the tempo a bit and get way down with some country blues. First up, it's Big Joe Williams. She left me a mule to ride.
Town and she left me a mule to ride. My baby left town and she left me a mule to ride. Now when the train left the station, my mule laid down and died. Greenback $20 bill. I'm gonna send my baby another greenback $20 bill. If that don't bring her back home, then I swear my shotgun will roll. Let me sit out in front of your door. Well, I can't come in. Let me sit out in front of your door. He's early in the morning. Your good man won't never know. Can't pull her
heavy load. Say, these women's all like me. These old men don't want me around. Say, these women's all like me. These old men don't want me around. Well, I've been a good old wagon, honey, but I done about broke down. Well, I'm going away to leave you. Try to wear you on my mind. Well, I'm going away to leave you. Try to wear you on my mind. Well, you keep my poor heart aching. Keep me bothered all the time.
Nighthawk and Kerry Ditty Mason and You Call Yourself a Cadillac. And before that we had Big Joe Williams and She Left Me a Mule to Ride. And before we go, next Saturday is the 10th or 11th International Jazz Day, and as always the Faith Radio is very proud to take part. We'll be broadcasting round the clock from midnight to midnight on the day, and yours truly will be finishing the whole thing up from 11 p.m. EST. Here's a little taste of the kind of thing you can expect to hear. Charles Mingus and Boogie Stop Shuffle.
Thank you.
Charles Mingus from Mingus and Boogie Stop Shuffle. And that's it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. Stay tuned for Mr. Chips and the Dollar Bin Show up next. After that, it's Blow Up from Matt & Co. in Brisbane. And thanks to our hard-working production crew of G. Mateus, Kev Cook, Mr. Chips, Matt Pape, Tim Spurrier, and Curtis Powers. I'll be back on Saturday for International Jazz Day, and then again on Sunday for the usual old rubbish. I'm going to leave you with the reflex revision of Dexter Wansel's Life on Mars. See you next time. Bye-bye.